104.7 KDUX, the Rock of the Coast. Rick Moyer with you, standing out here in the cold, talking to my friend Will Russell, the director of the Downtown Aberdeen Association. I got to go visit as the department, or the Washington State DOT, came down and handed over to the Downtown Aberdeen Association the famous Nirvana sign, highway sign. Will, tell us a little bit how this all happened, and now we've got the sign.
Oh, my God. Well, yes, I have to tell you, it's a surreal moment to me. I mean, I still feel like, really, I'm a part of this? But so, folks, you know, if you Google Nirvana and 666, that mileage on that sign, you'll see it on the internet. You'll learn the background of it. However, the state back in 2018, probably the end of September, first part of October, decided that it was unsafe because of Nirvana fans being out on the freeway getting selfies, which they've been doing for decades, you know. And so they were working out there with a work crew, and then he saw people run across the freeway. They had to do something about it because it wasn't safe. Right. And so they put a 7 over the 6, taking away the 666 reference there so that people wouldn't take any more selfies. Then Nirvana fans came out and said, not on our shift. So they repainted it, right? And right. So the state went back out there, fixed that. Then Nirvana Army came out stronger and did it again.
Right,
and
right.
It just continued to happen over and over again.
Right.
But so back up a bit. The moment they put that 7 on there, somehow my little brain came up with, this is an opportunity for Aberdeen. Oh. If the state says it's unsafe, then they can never retract that. So I called them up and I said, look, I said the very same thing to them. And hey, you know what we need to do? Let's take it off your hands. That solves that problem. And this is before the defacing started.
Right.
You know, and so so it's taken, that's what, October 4th, I think I called them, on 2018.
Wow.
And we've had to negotiate this thing for quite a while because it's not easy, folks, to buy a sign off the freeway.
Yeah.
Plus, yeah, it's taxpayers' money, right? So,
right.
You know, we made sure we paid the state. So it's not taxpayers' money thrown away. I mean, they got paid to do this.
Right.
And so, and then we worked with the foundation, Grace Harbor Community Foundation, bless their souls,
yeah,
to believe in this, and they helped fund this thing. And so the money also went, really, because these signs do need to get replaced every so often.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we knew the state had to make a new sign. It had a permanent 7.
Right.
So I said, no, what we need to do is make a sign that says 555 and relocate it.
Right.
So they had their engineers look at all that stuff, and eventually they were able to do that. So what we did is bought the next sign.
Right.
And so it's now here. Pinch me again. I mean, I'm really just like blown away, really.
What are the plans of how are people going to see the sign now?
All right, so it's going to be in storage for a little while. So Nirvana fans, I'm sorry, but we got to, you know, I couldn't do anything until we owned the sign.
Right.
And now the real work comes into play. I have some people here right now with me who are volunteering already to help. I do have a plan. It can, subject to change, right? Because things always do that kind of thing. But I've been working with the city from day one on this. And it's really, you know, Parks Department, they've been really good with us on this. And the mayor's been great. And so the plan is basically to make a public exhibit, if we can, outside. 24/7, so fans can come at any time, light their candle, play guitar, you know, get a selfie. And then basically we need to position that sign in such a manner that it doesn't direct traffic.
Right.
And I'm totally believing the best place for that sign is on Wishkah, where everybody's going, you know, down to the ocean to recreate the rainforest, to take a peninsula loop, whatever they're doing, right?
Right.
And so we want, the city would then work with us to put a sign up that says iconic Nirvana sign ahead, so they have a moment to go, oh, whoa.
Yeah, I got
to
go see that.
Right. And then what we will do is if the city does own a lot right there by Tesla and where the Gateway Center is supposed to eventually go up.
Right.
And then Mel Bennett owns the Color Time TV. So working with Mel Bennett, he was actually really helpful in this. He had a lot of great ideas. We hope maybe to put a sign right there, get WashDOT to approve it where it's on the right angle so it doesn't direct traffic.
Right.
And then basically you can pull off on city property, hang out, take a picture and all that stuff. Okay, that's phase one. We'd like to get a mural on the wall, you know, maybe make it look like where it came from. And then maybe some other stuff, you know, some cool stuff for you guys to engage with. I think also, if the family's okay with this, we eventually want to make a statue that looks just like Kurt and Chris doing what they were doing. If you Google it, you'll see. And then maybe cut out Chris's face. And then you can get behind it and put your face.
That'd be cool.
And now you've got a real photo moment. Because remember, people flying here. I got people from Scotland that came by. To, you know, people come from all over the world, right? So we want to give them something to take home, right? And then beyond that, we're working right now. I have a former city council person and guitar builder, artist, Alan Richrod, and he's building me some prototype guitar picks. These would be large picks, and we want to then put on there information about not just Nirvana, man. I mean, a lot of music has come out of the harbor, but it will be Nirvana heavy. And then we'll make it kind of like a self-guided tour throughout town, into businesses, down the alleys, wherever you can find these picks. And then you can take a picture of it. And, yeah, if there's a way for us to work with QR codes or whatever in the future is on that, where we can then have somebody get an audio bite on the person that has telling the story that's on that pick, then that's a moment someone's hanging out in town and we're starting to build some community, you know. So we're going to start collecting those stories. So Rick, you know, you're helping me with this. A lot of other people are helping me with this. So we're building a audio booth right now where we can have people interviewed, and we hope to have 500-600 stories that we can put in the cloud and pick from, you know, and we'll use them for different purposes. So you'll have to release the story, that kind of thing. And then there's more to this. We want to put a kiosk up there. It's a touchscreen type thing to show you where we can eat, drink, walk, you know, how to sign up for tours, other things, you know, where, you know, we don't have very much in the memorabilia area. I mean, I know Duffy's has it, and we'll be sending people to Duffy's,
right?
You know, but I think ultimately, too, what we'd like to enhance that, at this moment, I'm planning to operate some kind of kiosk, work out details where we can get approved merchandise to resell. People come here just to buy something that says Aberdeen. I have Carmen right here. She was just telling me a story about people buying shirts from the Sunday market just because it said Aberdeen on it. Come on, folks. Let's be proud. This is our place. People want to take a piece of it home. We got to be part of it. I'm, you know, I don't care what you're thinking right now. I'm moving forward.
That's right.
That's right. That's what's happening here.
Very cool. Well, I speaking from an Aberdeen native here, I'm glad that we've got the sign now, and I think it's going to be really cool. It's a great opportunity for fans to enjoy it and come visit this awesome place we live in.
You know what? Here's that cherry on top for me. I'm going to go there one day, and someone's going to be writing a song on the curb because they got influenced on it. And to me, that's creating, and I will be happy as I can be on that day.
That's awesome.
Right.
Thank you, Will.
You betcha. Thank you, Rick.